Yeah, okay. And we're going to have the whole concept of fire. Now, why did I call it Esh Kodesh? What am I going to speak about it? All right? So, I wanted to speak about it last year. Every year I'm here about this time. And I feel that there is a tremendous, I would call it, not, I don't want to say ignorance, but loyalty. I'll just use some more sheets. I get 40. I got to put in 40.
Sorry.
Okay. So could you share whatever? Okay. Falafel is a mitzvah, the written in the Torah. And we are going to read about it next Shabbos, not this one, Shabbos right after, Parashat Shkalim. And I find that it's one of those mitzvot shchuchot, you know, like it's left somewhere hidden, etc. No one is talking about it, no one is reading about it. But it's something that we still do nowadays, even though there's no Mitzvah Midrash. It's a mazeh matbea shel esh. What is a coin of fire? So Chazal called the mafatzit hasheker. Mafatzit hasheker. It's called the sheker hakodesh. You know, whatever is the sheker that's holy. What does it mean? What does it mean, holy money? What does it mean, holy sheker? What is machatzit hasheker? Why do we give a machatzit? Why do we give a half? And like I said, it's still done. I don't know if women are not so much. How many women know if you still do machatzit hasheker nowadays? Okay, a third of the girl room, etc. Before or a Talis Esther or before Megillah, we give machatzit hasheker according to the people of the house. If they are, you know, parents, so two. The children for every child. And why do we give it? Because it is called Kofer Nefesh. Kofer Nefesh. Well, how do you translate Kofer Nefesh in English? What is it, Kofer? It's from Yom Kippur. What? Like atonement. Atonement for the soul. So we still give atonement to the, for the soul in our time. And basically that, we still do it. What does it mean? What is really the meaning in the Torah? And what does it mean in our time? So I decided I'm going to speak about it because I feel it's, in my humble opinion, something very, very, very applicable to our life. And what I'll do with you today is something that, I hope, A, you learn something new, and B, you can relate it to your life. Okay, so first we'll go through the sources, and then we're going to move to this sheet, which is really a worksheet for us. So let's quickly do the sources. I brought you all together 9 or 10 sources. 10. Okay? Seven of you all. Okay. And I'll just go through it with you. I mean, I know that there are some ladies you find here who are a little difficult. Which my component in the front? I know I'm very scary, but okay. So, first let's define. What's written in the Torah, on Machatzit HaShekel, the Torah says, Ze Gidu. The word ze, Rashi says every place that it's the word ze, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him, Hara'u be'etzba. Okay? Hachodesh hazeh lachem, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what size or what does it mean, Rosh Chodesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to show him. Or ze ma'aseh ha'menorah, okay, this is not a menorah. Or ze lachem ha'tameh, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to show him the simonim of the not holy animal. Etc. Kan katubim, it says here, Tamchuma, source number one. Ze echad mishlosha dvarim sheshama Moshe mipi ha'gvura ve'hirtia le'achorad. He heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu, ze hitnu, they will give this coin as atonement, and he was petrified. Why was he petrified? Amar le ve'napnu ish kofer, Amar Moshe, Mi yuchal liten kofer nafsho. Point number one. Could we ever value life with money? Money is kofer nefesh. Even the word kofer nefesh is something not logical. Could I give money for a soul? or I say it in another way, could any baby, could we buy a baby? Come in, there's one here. Yeah, hello, come in, please. In the front. Okay? Could anyone say how much is a baby worth? How much is life worth? I mean, at the shop, how could you define that? How could you put money equal to any life? And what is it? There's no such thing. You cannot equal it in havable. Life is something that you can't equal in havable. As Eviacholiyot, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, so Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened. What does it mean to give money for life? Amar Moshe, mi yuchal liten kofar nafsho? How could you translate life, nefesh, in money? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Eini mevakesh lefich kochi. I'm not asking the way I am. I'm asking lefich kochan. I'm asking them to bring something, and I will look at it as if. So, really, we are talking about not money for the nefesh, ela keilu, okay? Because I'm giving money, and it is as if it is for the soul, okay? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Meir, Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemin matbea shel esh mitachat kisei hakavod ve'ra lo le'Moshe ve'amar lo kaze yitnu. So the answer is even more not understood. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Not enough that he said you need a coin and money for life, but he took a coin under kisei hakavod. Excuse me for saying. I always understood that heaven is something spiritual. What would coins do in heaven? What does it mean, a heavenly coin? It means matbeya. Matbeya means a coin, okay? What does it mean, a matbeya in heaven? And what does it mean that's under kisei hakavod? What does kisei hakavod represent? What does it mean, something under kisei hakavod? So, these are the questions that we'll deal with now. Number two, the Buharie, which is a Maharaj. He says, let's read only what I underline. He says, Er'au HaKadosh Baruch Hu matbea ze mitachat kisei hakavod. I'm reading two lines before the end in number two. Zot ha-matbea yesh la shi'ur mugbal u-meshoar. This what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave from under kisei hakavod is very defined. She'eino ma'ase adam. Ve'nilmod she'ein lechatzi shekel ze din sh'ar matbea. Okay? So, not only that, This, I would say, matbea shel esh, can, and leze din matbea. So what, yes? We call it matbea shel esh, and says the Maharal, and leze din matbea. It's not like a coin. So what is it? So the Torah says the Alshech. I want to explain to you, says the Alshech. What is kisei hakavod represent? What does it mean here in the front? Please come in. There are chairs here also. I'm sorry, there are not enough sheets. I'm very sorry. Please come in. I want you to know, אתם מחממות לי את הלב, that you came. תודה רבה. תודה רבה. תודה רבה.
Thank you. Thank you.
אני כל כך נהנית שאתם רוצות ללמוד. באמת. זה מתנה. ברוך השם. You know, many, many years ago, I used to teach like 10 years in the Midrashat in the Mar, then it was called Ramadan, anyhow. So I used to say, I tell my husband, so I'm walking down to the Bet Midrash. They had a very big, like a Bet Midrash, two schools were in the same Bet Midrash. It was a Bet Midrash for women, for about 200 girls. Kulam Ayilom Docham. As I walked down the stairs, I said there was a hum, like you know, Kshilomdim. Ah, the Asali Kazetov. Okay, so says the Alshech, I'm just reading what's underlined. He says, "Matbea shel esh mitachat kisei hakavod mimekom yetziat haneshamot." So first of all, the Alshech says, what does it mean under the throne? Under the throne is a place where the neshama is before it comes down to this world. So when the Midrash says, Kodesh Baruch Hu took a coin under kisei hakavod, means he, Kodesh Baruch Hu, wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu that the neshamas that come from heaven to earth, it looks like something in fire. The most similar to call it was a coin, but it really won't be. And he says, he goes on, Yesh ke'ilu esh mitachat kisei hakavod ve'hem notnim li. So the verse says, I gave a human being his neshama, and when he gives me atonement, machatzit ha-shekel, it's like he's giving his neshama back to me. He's connecting, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends to earth, and we from earth want to connect back to heaven. Now we understand a little bit about fire. Fire has a tendency always to go up. Fire always goes up. Fire never goes down. The concept of fire, the neshama is like fire, and the neshama always wants go higher, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's going to be like, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings it down, and we want to connect again. So the first concept that I'm going to speak about will be here, Esh. Okay, we're talking about fire. We have six concepts. The first is Esh. This is like fire. Okay, I'm not a good artist. You said that. Okay, and then he says, כאילו את נפשם שהיא אש מתחת כיסא הכבוד יתנו לי. As if we are giving our nefesh back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then adds the Alsher, but it's not only that. It's really an atonement. What is it the atonement for? That the machatzit ha-shekel is really kofer nefesh for what? For chet ha-egel. What happened in chet ha-egel? Chet ha-egel, chet ha-egel was like separation of the soul from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them the Torah. Am Yisrael are one, mamash, ki ish echad, velev echad, nase venishma. And what happens after that? The Am Yisrael turns away and say, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, meaning the Jewish people like made a separation between Kisa Kavod and their soul. And that was Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel garam leperud. What are we doing in Machatzit HaShekel? We tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want atonement. We want to correct it. We don't want that separation. We want to come back. We want to connect again. And here I will put another concept we'll see soon, and I'll call it Ahava. Both will mean Aleph. Okay? We'll get from Aleph to Tav today. Okay? Ahava. The Esh is really to show love. We want to connect. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to connect again. All right, and now he will. I won't read it inside. Now the Alshev goes on to another concept, number four. Siftei Kohen says, "V'yeh perush kesef kmo nichsefa ve'gam kalta nafshi." The leshon hishtokekut v'chiba, desire. Okay, we are talking now about another concept, and that is now we are moving. I'm putting it here in the middle. So we're talking about kapara, atonement for chet ha'egel. Says the Siftei Kohen, we're talking here not just as a kapara, but also kesef. The word kesef we know as nichsefa, I desire, I yearn. So I'll also use it as a chaf and call it kisufim. Okay, a desire. Okay, we are desiring, we want to connect again to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shehu lashon ishtokekut v'chiba, that we want, when we give the machatzit ha-shekel, it's to connect again to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Or HaChaim, source number 5, the end of this page, da ki en ikar ha'inyan hu ha'nigle el ha'nistar. There is a sod in machatzit ha-shekel. There is something behind it. The sod in machatzit ha-shekel is what's hidden behind it. Veze, again he says, Shechina is like Kise HaKavod, and Shoresh Nishmot Israel is the, and that is Kematbea, I'm just read the last line. Hera'o kemin matbea shel esh mitachat Kise HaKavod, kisham b'chinat Shorshei Nishmot Bnei Israel, veze yesod vesod adama. So far we are in the soul of the Jewish people, the shoresh, the yesod of ours is under Kisa Kavod, and we want to connect again. I'm now moving for one more point, or maybe I'll skip, but anyhow, I'll skip. We might come back to this. I want to move to another concept. Look to number 9. Okay, we will come back. Look at source number 9. Source number 9, he says like this. In the end, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm reading the last paragraph on source number 9 in the bottom of the page. He says that we are talking about tikkun. מחצית השקל זה תיקון. אוקיי, אמרנו מאלף עתף, אמרנו
now, here to...
אוקיי, I'll have two words that will come to start. אוקיי, one is going to be תיקון, and the other one will be תשובה. אוקיי? These are my six words for our class today, okay? So I want first to read about the tikkun. It says, "Tikkun beze legamre." Or maybe I'll start two lines above that, where I underline. It says, "Kesef hu ahava." Kesef represents love. Lishon kisufin, I desire, I want to connect. Kesef is ahava. What does it say? Shalhevet ka. You know, that what do you do with money? Money you put into fire and then take out the not good, and only you're left with the pure. Can kesef represents purity and connection and love. V'atikun beze yeh legamre le'atid. In the future, we'll have a tikun agama, we'll have that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that veikus with Kadosh Baruch Hu, the achdus with Kadosh Baruch Hu. But v'chol shana v'shana, meanwhile, every year, at this time of the year, next Shabbos, when we read Parashat Shkalim, what happens v'chol shana v'shana, mit'orer ha'koach ha'hu, le'orer ha'ahava. Every year in Parashat Shkalim, and again, I know women don't necessarily know it, but we will go to shul, and you are in America, most people go to shul. I'm Yerushalmi, I hardly go to shul, but Americans go to shul. You go to shul to Parashat Shkalim, what should you think about? Parashat Shkalim זה החיבור מחדש, that's to rise and to raise again our love and our desire to connect, to be one with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like you called before Chetayegel. ומתעורר הכוח הוא לעורר אהבה לשם יתברך, ובכוח ההוא יתגברו על המן. What is המן coming in here? Okay, so I would like to, we'll come back to these sheets after I will do this with you. I'm giving you now a sheet that is, I made more. You listen to me. Okay, say that, because this is something that I want everyone to take home anyhow, because it has on the back also work to do, so don't look at the back. Okay, I have more. I have from this 60. Okay, here, we pass. We just take it back. Okay? So, look in this, this I asked my daughter who is, in graphics to help me, because I just told her what I want to do. I'm not looking fast. What I did here, this looks like fire. There's a coin in the center and fire on both sides. Do you agree with me? So the fire is, and I should have done arrows, fire from heaven and from earth. Love from heaven and from earth. Tikkun from heaven and from earth. And we're going to do it now. Afterwards, we'll do the second one. Okay, what am I trying to say now? Coming next week, Parashat Shkalim. Every year, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to bring Machzit HaShekel in Beis HaMikdash, and we do it still in our time before Purim. Why? Because what did Haman say? Yeshno am echad mefuzar u'memorad. What did Haman say? These Jews are not connected to each other. They are not be'achdus. They are not as one. Says Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring machatzit ha'shekel before, because you remember Haman gave shkalim to the Melech Ahasuerus, that our shkalim will outdo his shkalim. What does it mean when we all bring the shkalim? What do we want to show? That we are the Achdus. Haman want to say we are not the Achdus. What is the use of shkalim in Beis HaMikdash? They used those shkalim to buy korbanot tzibur, to buy the atonement for the klal, for everyone. So let's do the first line. The first line is the Esh. Okay? Yeah? We are together. So the first line from our side, Nafshav shei esh tzad al shef. We give our soul. We want to connect to the Baruch Hu. Esh tamid tukad al hamizbeach. When there's Beis HaMikdash, there's a constant fire on the Mizbeach to show, we want to go up. The fire always goes up. We want to connect. We want to be higher. Korbanot Tzibur come from Machatzit HaShekel. That's what we do. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu do from his side? Look at the upper side of Esh. Kodesh Baruch Hu and Bayit Rishon used to send fire down to the altar. In Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, Esh yoredet l'mizbeach. Every day they would prepare the wood and the korban and wait, and fire came down from heaven. And also, what we just learned before in our sources, Esh mitachat kisrachav. So the Baruch Hu says, you want your soul to connect to me, and I am like bringing your soul from Kisrachav back to you. There is a connection of fire between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second concept is kapara. What is kapara? As we said before, we spoke on Chet HaEgel. So from the Kodesh Baruch Hu side, there is an atonement to connect again to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Look on the Kodesh Baruch Hu side. Chet HaEgel was hafrada shel Hashchina ve'am Yisrael. Chet HaEgel made a separation between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. But also there is a kapara for something else. We have a problem between ourselves, still today. Remember what the brothers did? One brother against another. What was it? Mechilat?
Yosef.
And Chazal say that the machatzit ha-shekel is also kapara al hafrada ben ha-achim. We are brothers. We are connected. The way my husband said when that terrible thing happened in Beit Shemesh, he says, a brother doesn't spit on a brother. You all know what I'm talking about. There is no such thing. We don't talk ill about each other. We don't put down other people. We care. And if we don't, this is machatzit ha-shekel to tell us, צריך לתקן את זה, צריך לחבר. Because it's not supposed to be like that. It's not only להתחבר לקודש ברוך הוא. It's להתחבר אחד לשני. To be able to see the other. To respect the other. To relate to the other. And not just everyone to live to himself. Look, I spoke on Monday on Shalom Bayis. They asked me to speak in the Heights, on the Neshe. I spoke on Shalom Bayis. They asked, a topic didn't come from me. They asked for a topic. You know, okay, I have a few hats, you know, relatives' hats. Anyhow, Kol Kach Atzuv, so many things happen that people just don't see each other. And it's not, you don't have to be a top-notch professor to understand that if you don't respect somebody else, if you don't talk with respect, you know that there is a psychologist, there's a psychologist who says that you can see a couple for 20 minutes and you can tell them if in 5 years along the line they'll still be married. What is he looking about? How they relate to each other. If she, you know, cold shoulder, nicknames, you know, how they someone speaks and the other one likes make a face, etc., etc. Why? What is all this? It's just covered. Just. End of the job. Covered. Dignity. Respect to someone else. Use someone else as a human being as well. Not that only I know and I am right and therefore everyone else just, you know, should really go down the drain. And unfortunately, even though we don't say it, what does it mean when people could come and say, okay, that's your opinion and I'm entitled to my opinion. What is he really saying? I don't care about your opinion. I don't care. Because if I would care, I would listen to your opinion, I'll discuss it with you, and then hopefully you will listen to my opinion, I'll discuss it with you. And then we will see if really, but people not interested. People are not interested. So a kapara is on both, gum on the separation from Kodesh Baruch Hu and on the separation between us. And the tikkun, what we said before, the achdus. Go, this is on the su merah. This side is on the su merah. Let's move on the fire side. To the other side of the asetov. Why do I put tshuva in the asetov? This tshuva is not what you think. What usually we say about tshuva, what is tshuva? That a person is now, you know, a baal tshuva means he's looking at the back at what he did before and he's not there, etc., etc. Here I'm talking about more than that. I'm talking about someone returning to the real Tzelem Elokim that he is. Shuvah mitzad lashuv el Tzelem Elokim. Lashuv el atzmi. To come back to who I am. I was created with a mission. Kodesh Baruch Hu every morning decides to give me my soul back. Why? Because he wants me to do something in his world. Nahon, he wants me to do like him, to be a giver, to be caretaker, to be a netina, 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 because if I'll give and you will give, in the end we are both going to receive, right? But if I'm going to plan only to receive, I won't be a giver. But if I say, because the Baruch Hu gave me a tafkid, and my tafkid is not yours, and yours is not yours. Everyone is different, unique. There is not two people in the world who do the same thing, not even identical twins, because there is not even thinking of identical twins. You know that. I have identical twins, grandchildren. Everyone says they look alike. No. They look at me, their look is different. That's the only difference between them, their look. One is a very intense look, and one is a very soft. Just look at them. So my daughter, who says nobody could differentiate, when I differentiate, she says, Kol hakavod, ima. Oh, you know, like, Bemet, if you look, even at, they're identical in everything. Their blood type, the way they walk, the way they talk, it's just the funniest thing. And their look, there's something different. Tamidi is something different. And Tashnaim Otodava, everyone has his tafkid. So what is here tshuva? To purify myself. Like you take silver, you purify it, to purification. Can I just say a word here about Gashmius, ladies? Kesef is also Gashmius. I view Kesef as part of it. I don't view Kesef as dirty. You know, people say Kesef meluchlat. No, no. Kesef is part of it. I work, I earn money. Why is that dirty? Why is it dirty? I earned it. I worked for it. It's not dirty. What I do with it could be good or bad. That's what I call parve. Parve means money is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world in order to be used. It could be used for tzedakah. It could be used to heal. It could be used for good things. It could be used chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila, like Veda. You know, you also use money. You can use money for all kinds of ways. Aval money be'emet ze mashu that we should purify it. We should, there is a book called Kosher Money, you know, Kesef Kasher, I don't know if they translate, okay? And think about it. How do we hand money? How do we take money? We put a hand out, right? What does it say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? It says that under Kisa HaKavod, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yado Pshuta Lekabel Hashavim. You see the Kodesh Baruch Hu side about Tshuva? It says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Perek Bet Pasuk Dalet. It says, V'yadei Adam Lo. Not Perek Bet, Perek Alef, Pasuk Dalet. And V'yadei Adam Lo. That it's describing the Merkava. Maase Merkava, and it said, so says Rashi, Maase Beyedei Adam, that there is like a hand under Kisa HaKavod. The story really goes to the one, the king that we call of in Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the son of Chizkiyahu. Menashe. And yeah, so Menashe was a terrible. He worshipped every Avodah Zarah in the world. And then the Babylonian caught him, maybe you know the story, put him in a pot, made holes under the pot, and put it on a fire, and they were going to cook him. And he called out to every Avodah Zarah that he knows. That's what the Gemara means. And then he said, no, Avodah Zarah X, answer me, Avodah Zarah X, no, Avodah Zarah helped him. Then he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you don't help me, then you are just like every other Avodah Zarah. The Malachim were shocked. And the Malachim said, we are going to close the gates of heaven that these terrible words won't come through. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, uh-uh. If I don't answer him, then he's right. As if I'm limited not to accept someone with such a choite, someone who's so horrible. No, I'm willing to accept even someone horrible. He wants to do real tshuva, I'll accept him. And Kodesh Baruch Hu made, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a special tunnel, okay? And he like put his hand out and say, come this way. And he allowed Menashe, the Yadok, Shuta, Mamash, people who are the worst could also do tshuva. And by the way, Menashe was a king for 52 years. We all remember him as a terrible king. 20 years he was a Baal Aveira, 32 years Baal Tshuva. And still, how do we remember him? As a Baal Aveira. Why? Because he never was able to correct the people. He corrupted the people, he even put an idol in Beis HaMikdash, but they all followed that and he wasn't able to bring them back. So anyhow, now, that is a tshuva. So the tshuva on my part is to make the money, to make the beings, the heavenly, holy. From Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, I accept you, even if you make mistakes. except what is kisufin, desire, like we said before, hishtokekut, the desire, v'akesefu milshon ahava. And the last one is that we come with love to Kadosh Baruch Hu from here, and he is accepting us as the shoresh nishmat b'nei Yisrael. So this is what, and by the way, just I wanted you to know, see the letters. The Aleph Petah, which really is the whole thing, and why a chav? What's a middle word? Really, what's a middle word?
Men.
Emes, like men, but it's not men. It's chav. Kazeh itu, it says in the Pasuk. Kazeh, it's like. Money is like the neshama, it's not the neshama. Emes is only Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need Emes. Then the Aleph chav. Okay, that's my play of words, so I don't have to like it. Anyhow, aval katuf po kazeh itu, so I decided to go with it. But this is the sources that I found. Now you look at this, and like I showed you, why did I write them one above the other? Because really, the esh is to purify and to turn into love. And the kapara, the atonement, is to turn into desire. And the tikkun, can to that I have an ability to correct. How do I correct? If I go back and connect to the world. So look what I did to you on the other side. What time can I see? 7:30?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of time. I did here on the other side, this is for my other life. Life is a life coach, okay? So let's do this. What is the other side? On the other side, really, you see on the corner I wrote, Ha'adam beino leben atzmo kedei litalot la'avodat Hashem. This is for me. Okay? So I took the same thing. And I want you to know what I did. You see, this is in a circle and this is in a square. I enjoyed this cup. You know what? What does it say on this cup? You know what it says on this cup? Huh? Oh no, what does it say? Kalaba. What does it say? It says like this. No. What is the sign on it? On you.
Oh yeah.
More grit. Ah, yeah. To turn the circle into a square. Okay? So I turn it into a circle, into a, this is my circle, and I turn it into a square. Did you see Apollo? The movie on the who went to the moon and got stuck. So what did he tell them? In the middle of the movie, they have to come back? No, I mean, how do you turn a circle into a square? We are in a square, you know? This is who we are. We are limited, we are, you know. Aval, a circle never ends. You know, this is corner. No, I know it is. I'm up here. The circle, the etzem is, you know, like Hasidim, when they have a definition of a brengen, they dance. Why the dance? Because in the dance, everyone is in the same height. You know, like, there's not first and last. In the dance, kulam. But here, if you sit in the corner, if you sit in the center, you know. So we more live like this, remember? But we live like this. We should be in it. Something else that will show us. One day you will reach this. So what are we doing? The same concepts. But I want to take them to our life. Okay? And I left you lines, because you can put your own thing. But look what I'm talking. Maze esh. What is when I speak about esh? I'm leaving a moment machatzita shekel, although I'm going to go back to it. What is esh? Esh is also lihitchamem veleitlahev. Okay? How do you do a mitzvah? You do a mitzvah with all your heart. You know, maze lihitchamem. You're like, you know, when you're really excited. Yeah, again, my husband does every Friday night in the Karlimach Minyan in Washington Heights. You know, as kol hazman omdim v'shamim v'zeder. But esh is also leva'er et hanega. Esh is also to clean things that are not good. For example, in midot, to clean something in my midot. To clean in relationship. To clean in relationships. Between how I view myself, I'm judging myself the whole time. I'm not happy with myself. Or with others, I'm controlling, I'm judgmental, I'm speaking ill, כן? בן אדם לעצמו, בן אדם לחברו, בן אדם לקונו. So you take a midah that you want to work on, or you take something that you want to work on, and you want to, ממש like, fire means leva'er, to uproot, yeah? To extinguish, yeah? Fire will burn it and it will be... You realize that fire is the only thing that turns everything into fire? Everything that touches fire becomes fire. So it becomes one with it. So if you want to extinguish it, you will just go. זה לא יישאר. כפרה, אוקיי, go to the top. כפרה, I call it להתנקות, to clean myself. What does it mean, כפרה? That I have to forgive myself, or I have to forgive the other person. I have to clean the ill feelings. I have to clean the not good relationships. I have to do some cleaning with inside. In order to, not only that I want to, and I'm really willing to do it and mamash uproot it, but I have to clean it. If I am willing to uproot it and to clean it, then mazeh tikkun. Ladies, the word tikkun, the mashu nifla. Tikkun olam, mazeh tikkun olam? New opportunities. Tikkun zot omeret, now there is a new opportunity open to me. In the moment let's say I was very, very upset with someone. And then I decided, that's it, enough. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I'm going to clean, die. I don't want that. With your mother, we're not yet mother, the only one here, but okay. With your brother, with a neighbor, with a roommate, doesn't matter. You clean it. And you tell yourself, I know what was, I'm not going to come back to it. And now, I have no opportunities. In the moment I'm clean, now I have so much open to me, because before I was like eating myself up, was reminding me that, and I was thinking about it. And every time that something came up, I said again it's coming, and I'm not there anymore. But תראו what I did in the middle. אין תשובה בלא תיקון, ואין תיקון בלא תשובה. תיקון means that I have new opportunities, yes, but I have to come back to myself. I have to come back to my original me, to my Tzelem Elohim, and ask, all right, now that I don't have this ill thing in my life, and I have new opportunities, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu want for me? What does Kodesh Baruch Hu want for me to do? What can I do with the new opportunities? There are girls who were in Eretz Yisrael, and then they came back to America. They didn't want to come back to America. And when they were in Eretz Yisrael, they were dreading to come back to America. But you are in America. You are here. I'll leave you. I'll speak about me. My husband decided for the next 2 years, this year, maybe next year and a half, that he, why you asked him already 4 years? I mean, I don't know if you know, but he's the head of the YU booth in Eretz Yisrael, and constantly they asked him if he should come here, etc. Because he felt that they needed a new form of a mashgiach. So he became the mashgiach ruchani in the 1,200-300 boys, okay? Now, when they asked him, which was last year, they asked him already 4 years, this time he said, no, but then all our kids got married except for one son who is coming home anyhow, it's in Shiva. So they asked again last year, we decided, okay, we'll try it. Now, in the moment we decided that we'll try it, okay? What happens here is, a person comes back, now new opportunity. You choose something, and you do something new, but you have to come back to yourself and ask, okay, now Kodesh Baruch Hu put me here in the heights for the next 2 years. I'm away from my family, I'm away from my wife, it's a crazy situation. In 10 months he travels 7 times, I travel twice, it looks like we are flying from family, etc. It's crazy. So, what am I supposed to do? What is my calling? What is my Tzelem Elohim in this situation? Kodesh Baruch Hu put me here, I understand. But what is the best way I'm going to use it now? Now you can only do it when you are bemet yesh tikkun, beseder, but you want to understand the new opportunities, come and check yourself. You came back to America, you are here. It's a given that you are here. You know, if I'll come and each time I'll speak to my husband on the phone and say, but it's terrible you're in America. What am I doing? I'm judging, I don't know. That's not the way that you do it. He's here, we made a decision, now what do you do the best with this decision? Including my support from you, okay? Come back and start again. And then kisufin, mazi kisufin, to look for meaning, to look for direction, to desire to be more than I was before, to desire to be a person who is living meaningful, doing meaningful things. And hopefully you will get to l'chaber, love between people, love with whoever you are dealing with, love with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Derech ha-kisufin mitgala ha-adam. When we are looking for our destiny, when we are looking for our road that we should take, and we really walk that road, a person develops a desire, with a desire comes love. How many people you know that when they do what they like, how do they feel about it? You ask them how they, you know, you tell, ask a person, what are you doing? And you see light in their eyes, you know, because they love what they're doing. Why do they love what they're doing? Because they feel it's a role they chose. It's a role they take and really is meaningful to them. So, the Esh Kodesh, what is Kodesh? Achshav, anachnu, we are going to be mitchaber to the Machatzit HaShekel. What is Kedusha? You say every day in Shmona Esre, you know what you say? Takadosh, and then you say, Ukdoshim, Bechol Yom, Yehalelu Chasela. Anyone knows what the meaning Ukdoshim Bechol Yom? Who are the Kedoshim? Ma?
Us.
Yafe meod. The Abunram says us. By the way, יש פירוש אחר, it's the Malachim. אבל Abunram פוסק שזה us, וככה אנחנו נוהגים. Ladies, אנחנו קדושים. Hello, אנחנו קדושים. I'm not talking about צדיקים. I'm not. I visited Rabbi Zinkatra yesterday. To my opinion, she was צדיק. משהו אחר. By the way, whenever I come to her, I have to shy away that I'm a professional, because she doesn't believe that women should be professional. Never. אבל היא באמת צדיק. Anyhow, love is a sister, but the woman should not be. I don't have a good idea about this. But in any case, there are tzadikim, but I'm talking about us. Kedoshim, ata kadosh ve'u kedoshim bechol yom. How can I call myself kadosh? I want you to come to a very fascinating definition of kadosh. And each one of you, every day, is in an element of kadosh, probably touching kedusha, and more than once a day, and more than three times a day, even if you daven every day. Look what I wrote to you, Polemana. There is a Rav Leuchter, my kedusha be'adam ha-yehudi. Rav Leuchter is a ram in Yeshivat Hebron. And my son, he gave me a shir that he gave. And Rav Leuchter asked this question, maze kedusha, maze kadosh? And you know the answer? קיום המחשבה, please add a word, I'm sorry, I skipped the word. קיום המחשבה הטהורה. You're in the wrong place. Here. קיום המחשבה הטהורה. Okay, right here, under my קדושה, above the squares. Okay, we are all squares. קיום המחשבה הטהורה בעולם המעשה. If I have a good thought, if I want to do something good, and I do it, I act upon it, you know what I did now? I am Kadosh. I did an act of Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh. What does it mean Kadosh? Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world where this world is a world of holiness. What does it mean holiness? Holiness is that I am one with my thought and my actions. Ze Kedusha. When I do positive things, and I'm one, my thought and my actions and the positive things are one, כך אומר רב לויכטר, זה קדושה. So maybe 100 times a day you're doing קדושה. A friend calls you, you really don't have the patience, but you feel that she needs that you talk to her and you listen to her. What did you do? You thought it's the right thing? You acted on the right thing? Ashit קדושה. Sorry, you have to go to another class, go ahead. Okay? And that is one concept. מה זה המחצית השקל? זה שקל הקודש. This is שקל הקודש. We really turn our soul to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu באהבה, באחדות, because we want to do what he wants and we want to do it the matzav shel kedusha. אנחנו רוצים להיות קדושים. We want to do something holy. עוד דבר, okay, when there is achdus, what is achdus? I'm still here. Okay, what is achdus? I wrote to you, כאשר האדם נקי יותר, הוא שלם יותר. Achdus is a direction towards shleimus, to be one. We are going to have a much healthier society the more clean we are going to have relationships between people. The more clean our mind is going to be. We're not going to think negative about people. I can give you a... I don't know if I have time. But anyway, I'll try. Just remind me. 3 circles in a moment. But okay. I want to finish this. So, האחדות זה להביא את האדם לניקיון. To be more clean. מחצית השקל that we give בעזרת השם, when we read פרשת שקלים, וחזל say, when we read it, it's like we're bringing it to reality. We are really telling to Kodesh Baruch Hu that we want to be be'achdut with him. But he wants us to be be'achdut between ourselves. So ask yourself, what are you doing? I wrote this question in the end of the sources. Okay? I wrote this question, which are questions, open questions. Okay? Every year, we have a chance to create these meanings in our life. Do we? Are we living holy? Do we use our energy, our fire, in the right direction? Are we on our way to unity and love? Do we really believe in our ability to unify and to love? It's up to us. זאת מחצית השקל, כי זה ברוך הוא אומר, אתם יכולים. כי זאת המצווה מחצית השקל. Why דווקא חצי? Why? To keep the idea that everyone is only half. Only together with others we can be one. You can never be one on your own. That book of Silverman, whatever, the one who wrote The Giving Tree, he also wrote another Silverstein. So he wrote a book called The Missing Piece, that I got it a gift and then I threw it in the garbage. Why? Because you know what he says there? You can't. The idea is to look for a mate in the book. Yes? And then what he says, no, it's better when I'm on my own. That's not Jewish. Haemeti, that all those who choose not to get married, Omer Rav Dessler, someone who chooses not to get married, well, you know what he writes? Look in Kuntres Chesed, in the end, in Chelek Aleph. He says, someone who chooses not to get married, not that you don't find, you try and you don't find, it's a different story. Someone who chooses not to get married, he says, he's so selfish that he's not willing to even share with one more. That's what he says. Ad kedekach. And selfishness is not a Jewish matana bechlal. Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. The lo tov. It's not something good. Kodesh Baruch Hu had Adam and Chava one and he separated them. Why? Because in this world we have to grow together. To grow to be together. Humans are different than animals. Animals don't need a mate to be one. The animals were created Zachar levad and nekeva levad, not humans. Humans need to connect. But it's not only in marriage. It's in relationship with people. It's in relationship within the family. Yesterday, someone spoke to me. 2 hours. A woman came to speak to me for 2 hours. A student of mine from many years ago. About the relationship with a brother. Mamash, it's like to sit and to cry. You can mamash sit and cry. What people do to themselves in their life. She is sick from it, he is sick from it, but they can't make peace. The Rachmanut, Rachmanut. And you know, I don't think they even remember what was the argument. They met. And you see so many families, there are families who don't talk 3 generations already. They don't know what it started with. I can't love the ring. Lama, lama. Because we don't take our square to make it to a circle. We are square. Ani kaze, I'm not. It's you, it's not me. זה לא הדרך שלנו, זה לא הדרך שהתורה רוצה. Torah wants us to be unified. The Torah wants us to respect everyone. Doesn't matter if he has a kippah like this, or kippah like that, or no kippah. Doesn't matter if she's dressed like this, or like that, or hardly dressed. I'm taking a course for the last 2 years with a woman, believe me, I'm a woman, and sometimes I can't look at her. It's like, I don't know where she's dressed. Mamash, like you can't look. Aval, mama, she's a wonderful, רחמים, נשמה, תורה, ממש. But she's close with that Yiddish, knowledge of Yiddish. She speaks, you can think you're in a Musa class. כי היא מדברת אמת. אבל, you know, so, למעשה, קדוש ברוך הוא wants us to be unified. קדוש ברוך הוא wants us to create a fire in עבודת השם. קדוש ברוך הוא wants us to be מתלהב, to have התלהבות בעבודת השם. קדוש ברוך הוא wants us to clean ourselves, to clean what's not good, and come back to who he made us. He made us holy, he made us good, he made us giving. He made us with ability and to believe in our ability. I'll give you now, we have 5 minutes. You can take one issue that you want to do and do it for yourself, if you can. If not, if you feel uncomfortable with it, I'll leave you to take it home. But to take something and to try to go through the road I asked you to take. Do you want to do it? And then we can talk about one thing. I'll put it on the board, okay? 2 minutes, you said that? On your own, it's not for me, it's for you.
Source number 10, I want to give you a gift for life. I really think it's very practical and it helps very much about cleaning and about starting anew. You Google Byron Katie in your Google. She's an interesting woman, but anyhow, one of the things that she put in the world that is very used a lot. She says there are 3 circles in our life, always. Circle is Kadosh Baruch Hu, she doesn't call it Kadosh Baruch Hu, she calls it something above, reality, you know, but she would go it, but anyhow, I call it a Kadosh Baruch Hu. and then it's me, ani, ve you, yours, at, okay? I call it my business, your business, and I don't write about like Kadosh Baruch Hu's business, okay? Now really in life we should be Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. Tefillah is Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. Yearning is Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. Being thankful, Hakara Satov is Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. Really, that's life. Me, Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world, gave me a tafkid. I should be in my business. My business is to be Betzalem Elokim. My business is to be like God. He gives non-stop, I should give non-stop. He cares, I should care. He's a creator, I'm a creator. Hakol, Betzalem Elokim. Most people don't live in their business. Whose business do they live in? The other person's business. What does it mean to live in the other person's business? Okay? And this is, I put an X between you. We live in other people's business, okay? I come home and I say, I'm so angry because of her. Hello? No, because. You're angry because you choose to let what she did make you angry. I'm not angry because of her. I chose to accept what she did and let it come into me inside and poison me. I'm not failing because of that teacher. Maybe that teacher is not a good teacher. That's a different story. But if I fail, it's because I don't know the stuff. Now, if that teacher is not a good teacher and I want to know the stuff, so I should take responsibility and move along and learn it. Find maybe a friend to teach me, find out, but it's not because of her. And because. A woman could tell me, I'll give you an example. My husband is the head of the caller in Eretz Yisrael. What is a common question? A woman says, how could they make my husband go to learn? He wakes up late, he doesn't go to learn. I said to her, you can't make anyone do anything. Who can you make do? Me. I cannot make you do anything. I can daven for you. I can wish for you. I can really, I don't know, do tzedakah for you. Aval, I cannot make you. And that he doesn't go to learn, that his business, it's between him and Kadosh Baruch Hu. You as his wife, to be the enabler, show him that you, it's really, when he goes, how happy it makes you. You can talk to him about values, about how you want your home. Yes. But you cannot make him. And if you're going to spend all your years thinking he should be, he would be, he could be, you're judgmental and you're getting nowhere. You're just living his business. And there is no way to live somebody else's business. You live your business. So the first thing, whenever you have something that doesn't work for you, ask yourself, in whose business am I? The more you realize that I'm in her business and not in my business, you can say, I can do as much as I can do. I have a cousin who for 5 years didn't talk to me. Now, ladies, I said one sentence. To my opinion, it wasn't even an insulting sentence. Her mother was in an old age home, and she called me. I visited her mother, and she called me, how was my mother? And I said, your mother said something, and I quoted her mother. She got upset at me on what I quoted her mother. Hello? I didn't say nothing, my opinion. Okay, I should have been smart, but to say I wasn't smart. I apologized, it didn't help. I wrote her a letter, it didn't help. I called her, she hung up the phone. You know what? There's just so much I can do. It took 5 years until one day she decided that I'm her friend again. Baruch Hashem, but mitzidi, I just had to, you know, I did whatever I could. But I could live those 5 years how? You know, I could have a music inside. Why? And why? And what did I do? It's not my thing, it's her thing. It's really her thing. That's the way she decided to take it. I tried to tell her it was a mistake, and I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to, and I'm very, very, very sorry she got inside. That's all. What else can I do? And there's just so much. Remember? Kapara, tikkun, tshuva, ken? And that just etza for life. We should live with Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life. Mm-hmm. By the way, sometimes you live in Kadosh Baruch Hu's business also. Right? You think, how could I have done such a thing? I should have, would have, could have done such a thing. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu won the world. Sometimes he wants it and you're not in control. Just give some humbleness. We are not in control always. Let him control things. Okay? So sometimes you also try to be instead of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So bevakasha not to be instead of him also. Okay? If someone comes and tells me, ani yodat ma yeh machar, so what, do I smile? Yeah. Alright, you say that. Okay, so let's read the last source and we'll finish it there. אוקיי, okay, זה ספר התודעה. נתקשה משה להבין דבר זה. כיצד יכול מטבע קטן להיות כופר נפש? משה רבינו couldn't understand. Now really what's underlined. לומר לך, יש לך אדם שנותן כסף וזהב הרבה, ואינו מתכפר מחטאו כלום. Some people could give a lot of money, and there's no kapara to their, no atonement to their sin. When? אם לא עשה תשובה, והוא שוקע בחטא, אז כספו וזהבו נופלים איתו. Next paragraph. כנגדו יש לך אדם שנותן מטבע קטן. Could be a person who gives just a small coin. לכופר נפשו. To really atone for his soul. For something that he did improper. הוא מתכפר בו מחטאו כפרה גמורה. When? אם עקר עצמו מן החטא לגמרי. Yes? The fire, what we have in the square, the first fire, akar atzmo menachet. I'm not there. I do a kapara. Ken? Ve'az, afilu oto matbea shu noten kaparo, shu asui kesef, min adomem. He gives a kapara what? He gives a tzedakah, money, from which is really nothing, which is not nothing, which is really domem. Domem is still not alive. Na'asa b'yado shel esh, shi yola lemala. Even though he gives only a small coin, it becomes like fire, and fire goes up to heaven. It becomes alive. והמטבע הזה עולה למעלה ומחפר. ואם אדם נותן בלב שלם ובהתלהבות, and if you give this מטבע, or whatever you do בהתלהבות, you do really with your care, בתשובה גמורה, גדולה תשובה שמגיעה עד כיסא הכבוד. לכך אמור, זה ייתנו, כזה ייתנו. The Torah says Zeitnu, and then in another place the Torah says Kazeitnu. Matbea shel Eshitnu will give a coin of fire. Matbea katan mitoch nedivut lev, a coin that is given wholeheartedly, with a heart full of love to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it will turn to be shel hevet ka, and it will turn to be a holy fire. Any questions? No questions? All right.
Thank you. Are you going to give her the papers? Thank you.
Oh, I have to tell you, Harvard.